What's going on in the Atlanta real estate markets? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome to another week's episode or edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of this radio show, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible when buying, selling, or investing in real estate. I'm with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center in North Atlanta. Been in the real estate business, or my family has, for the last 31 years, I should say now. If you need to reach us, 770-497-0000 is the number to call, or you can visit us online at gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com. My applause maker, who is always, as always, is joining me in the studio, is Alfred Romero.
You big dummy.
Hey, what's going on, Cleve? Glad to be here.
I like your sound effects.
Thank you.
I got a lot of them. I like your sound effects.
I got a lot of them on this machine right here, buddy. Over the years, I've accumulated so many great sound effects. Like,
well, that makes sense.
You know, when you say something funny.
Well, that's, not like, make a great... not like a baby.
Well, it is a baby. Mm. That's a baby laughing. And then if you do a great joke, which is occasionally on shows from here and there, and then...
Are you saying only occasionally I do a great joke, Alfred?
So there you go. So, you know, this is just stuff I've collected over the years, Cleve. It's really
very nice. Very nice. Well, if you need to reach me or Alfie, or me and Alfie, or you want to hear the frogs...
No, that's crickets.
Oh, the crickets.
Yeah, when you know, when you very rarely have a, you know, an off segment, which is very rare.
Then you play crickets.
Yes.
But I do have
that. Never happens.
Thank you for admitting that I do sometimes have off segments, because normally you try to make me feel like I do a good job, even if the show's not any good.
You do a good job, buddy.
Listen, we've got a great show for you, some good topics. We're going to look at the price appreciation on average sales prices in Atlanta's biggest counties.
There you go. Ooh, that's going
to
be interesting.
2011 to 2017.
Gather the kids around the radio for this.
Betty and Cumming wants to know what an Atlas shingle roof is. We'll answer that question in the first segment. John Birchfield will be our guest in the second segment of the show. Wants to talk about the loosening of guidelines and the rise of consumer direct lending. Ooh. So stay tuned for the second segment. We'll talk about both of those topics. In the third segment, Eric and Dunwoody wants to know what are good investments in outdoor improvements to homes. We can give you the things you should do in your yard that will get you the best return. Karen in Atlanta wants to know what are the best color flowers to add to enhance curb appeal in the spring.
Okay.
What are the best color? Not the types of flowers, the color flowers. Hmm. I like that.
Yellow.
Christopher Robbins, you could be right, by the way, Alfie. Christopher Robbins in Marietta, Sandy Plains. No, it's the name of a neighborhood.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like Winnie the Pooh or something.
That is near the...
100-acre woods?
No, it's not, Alfie. No. It's near Sandy Plains. It's on Shalaford at Sandy Plains Road.
I just saw
east of 575.
I just saw a commercial for a new Disney movie called Christopher Robin.
Really?
Yes. It's about Christopher Robin as an older person, and he gets visited by his... childhood friends, Winnie the Pooh, and everyone from the 100 Acre Woods.
Would you mind if we continued with the real estate?
No. I mean, it's just the Christopher Robbins, and it got me all...
Listen, you want to get Alfie excited, talk about NASCAR, talk about Kimber,
yes,
talk about his boys.
And wrestling.
Talk about wrestling.
And baseball.
And baseball.
And I got it. And Price is Right.
Well, but Disney's probably higher than some of those. Disney's probably higher than NASCAR and baseball. I'm sorry.
No, I think for me personally, baseball's higher. Now, for Kimber, it's, of course, Disney.
But now that you're married,
Disney's talking about
higher for you.
Well, yeah. If you're talking about
when we take a break, I'm going to work with you on how to do this. Whatever's important to Kimber is important to you.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you not understand about that? It's really very simple, Alfie. That's
true. You just celebrated an anniversary too.
Yes. My wife and I've been married for 26 years.
That's 26 of the best years of your life.
26 years. Well, actually,
and then how long was the courtship? How long have you known her? Because obviously it was a courtship before.
Let's see here. We dated for 4 years before we got married.
Nice.
Almost 4 years. 3.5 years. Then we were married for 5 before we had kids.
Right.
She wasn't exactly sure she was going to stay married to me.
And then all
of a sudden... You know how men in their early 20s think they know everything?
You're right. So you went 5 years without kids, and then all of a sudden, here comes
boom,
four.
Boom, boom, boom. That's exactly right. Four girls.
Made up for some
Dolores in Snellville writes in, what's the best way to handle multiple offers? That will be the last question we will answer on today's show. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie, let's talk some values.
Let's do it.
City of Atlanta property values from 2011 to 2017 increased 81%.
Okay.
Listen to this. In 2011... Mm-hmm. 21% of the sales in the city were foreclosures and short sales. Oh. Today, it's only 1.4%.
No kidding. Wow.
Cobb County prices since 2011 up 61%. In 2011, one in three sales was a foreclosure or short sale. Today, it's one in 100.
Oh, my goodness.
DeKalb County prices since 2011 up 72%. One in three sales in 2011 was a distressed sale, short sale, or foreclosure. Today, it is one in 40.
Ooh.
Forsyth County property sales prices up 42.6% since 2011. A quarter of the market was foreclosures and short sales in 2011. Today, it's less than 1 in 100.
Oh, my God. Wow.
North Fulton County sales prices up 26.2% since 2012. 16.5% foreclosures and short sales in 2011. Today, 0.03% foreclosures and short sales. Listen to this, Alfie. South Fulton sales prices since 2011 up a staggering 121% since 2011.
Wow.
Think about that. If you and I had any sense at all, we'd have invested a bunch of money in 2011 in South Fulton, wouldn't we?
Too bad we don't have a DeLorean. We could go back to we can go back.
Yeah, well, we can't, Alfie. No, we can't. Listen to this.
Yeah.
4 in 10 home sales in 2011 were either short sales or foreclosures.
Right.
Today it's 4 in 100.
Oh my goodness.
Gwinnett County.
Woo.
Sales prices up 81% since 2011. 1 in 3 sales in the county in 2011 were foreclosures. Today it is 0.18%.
My
so
goodness.
The market is absolutely positively headed in the right direction. It's exciting,
it is.
Isn't it?
That is very nice.
If you're just listening to us, if you've just joined us,
hey.
You're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined in the studio by my man Alfie.
Hello.
If you need to reach us, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. Betty in Cumming writes in wanting to know, what is an Atlas shingle roof? I think she's actually asking about an Atlas chalet shingle. So Atlas is the name of a roofing manufacturer, and they manufactured a shingle called the chalet shingle. If you know what an architectural shingle is, it's one that looks three-dimensional. When you're looking at it from the ground, you can tell that it's not a flat three-tabbed roof. Well, an Atlas chalet shingle is a flat three-tabbed roof that has colored granules on the surface of the shingle that make it look like a three-dimensional shingle. So if you look at the roof from the road and it looks like it's architectural shingle, like it's textured, like it's three-dimensional, and then you walk up and you stand so you can look straight up the angle of the roof and you see it's flat, more than likely that's an Atlas chalet shingle. There were some class action lawsuits. I don't know that anything has ever been settled, but I believe that there was some defective manufacturing that took place where a little extra moisture got into the shingles, and it causes the shingles to blister and fail. And so if you have Atlas Chalet shingles, it could very well be a problem with you getting homeowners insurance. Certainly buyers and home inspectors are very sensitive to them in Metro Atlanta in this day and age. If you're thinking of selling your home in the next 6 months, you don't need a CMA from a local real estate agent or a Zestimate or even an appraisal. You need a customized maximum value plan. We believe the average home seller leaves about $16,000 on the table when they sell their home in Metro Atlanta. And a customized maximum value plan is designed to show you how to squeeze every last nickel you possibly can out of the sale of your home. Normally, a customized maximum value plan is a $299 value, but the first three people to call 770-497-0000 can get a customized maximum value plan for free. Again, we have reviewed many, many home sales, hundreds of home sales in the last several months, and the average, we believe, a home seller leaves on the table when they go to closing is about $16,000, and that is your hard-earned equity. You worked hard to grow that equity, and you need to make sure that you walk away from closing with everything you possibly can. To get your customized maximum value plan for free, just be one of the first first three people to call 770-497-0000. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, John Birchfield of Brand Mortgage is our special guest. Believe it or not, they could be loosening the guidelines for getting a mortgage. Stick with us. We'll talk about that subject and many more with John after the break. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. This is it, starring Valerie Bertinelli.
Yes, One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time.
Yes.
Not that the name of the show is not This Is It.
Well, no.
Oh, man, that's I thought
okay.
I had it.
It's okay.
So guess who I saw in concert, speaking of Valerie Bertinelli.
Not Van Halen.
Bon Jovi.
Nice.
She was married to John Bon Jovi.
She wasn't married
to Van Halen.
No, she was married to Eddie Van Halen.
Uh-uh.
Are you sure?
John Bon Jovi. Am I right? John Birchfield, you're on with us. Who was Valerie Bertinelli married to?
You got me.
It's Eddie Van Halen.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
I thought it was John Bon Jovi.
No. John Bon Jovi was married to Heather Locklear.
Oh, well, that's okay, too.
Well, what rock and roller wasn't married to Heather Locklear in the 80s and 90s?
That's true. You saw she got arrested a couple weeks ago.
I didn't hear about that.
Ah, dang it. Well, anyway, we saw John Bon Jovi perform live at the MGM Grand.
Yeah?
He is still amazing. He's got to be 60-something years old.
Yeah, I think he's got a new album.
Sings very well. He's got a big concert tour coming out.
Oh, my goodness.
Concert tour coming out. Well, listen, this segment of the show is brought to you by
Roll.
John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. He's a regular guest on the show, and he makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available and can make the best decisions. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887, 678-226-7887.
Before John gets on, we got to let people know that the theme this week, since we did movies last week, we're going to do TV shows this week, which was One Day at a Time, which was one of my favorite shows in the 80s.
That's a great show.
Schneider was one of my favorite characters.
Yep.
And now they're doing a remake of it on Netflix, which is my wife's favorite show. She watches it on Netflix and Norman
What's
Lear.
What's the name of it?
One Day at a Time.
Oh.
It's a reboot.
It's not called This Is It. I want one of these shows to be called This Is It.
That's the show on NBC, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay. No, that's This Is Us.
Oh, I don't
care. Come on, man.
Man, when I walk in the room and my daughters and my wife are watching This Is Us, I can't even make any noise. They shoo me. They shut me up. They run me out.
Do you watch it with them?
Yes, John. Have you not learned what it takes in order to have a great relationship with all the women in your family?
Let me ask you a question.
You've got to know how to unplug a crock pot.
That's true. He doesn't get it.
I do, from the show.
Right.
I remember. Burn your house down. Well, absolutely.
But when you watch it with your daughters and your wife, do you cry when they cry too?
No.
You don't cry?
No. No, I did walk in and I said, this sounds terrible, and everybody who's listening is going to judge me. But I walked in and I said, is the fat lady crying again? And they tore me up.
No,
they did not think that was funny. Oh, my God.
She has a name. Her name's Kate.
Kate, I'm sorry, but they didn't think it's funny. I don't say that anymore.
Well, that's not nice.
I had to sleep in the garage.
Well, you should respect.
I had to sleep in the back of the car.
Kind of true, though.
So
very observant about the show.
Well, when there's a scene involving her, she will be crying. She will be crying.
That's true.
So, you know the guy who's so good-looking on the show, you know, he's in the Bad Christmas Moms movie.
Did
you see the one? Yeah, it's the Bad Christmas Moms, whatever. But in his scene, he's getting waxed.
Can you say that again?
In his scene, he's getting waxed. Oh, that's it. Well, you just have to see it because it's actually a fairly hilarious scene to have a man down on the table getting waxed with both of his legs up in the air. Anyway, we got to change the subject. We got John Birchfield on.
Mortgages.
And, John, you're with Brand Mortgage. Anybody who wants to reach John, if you like his discussion on This Is Us, you can call him at 678-226-7887. Hey, I understand that mortgage guidelines, underwriting guidelines, may be loosening somewhat, so give us the scoop.
Yeah, you know, they've been kind of progressively loosening over the last 5 years or so, but we've got two big things that I think are hot off the press I'd love for your listeners to know, and it relates to how we document your income. Previously, we've had to go to the IRS to validate any documentations that may have been turned in by an employer to the IRS, such as your W-2 forms, 1099s, other tax documentation. We would go to the IRS and say, hey, what's out there for a borrower? The reason that was important is because if you had a side job that may influence how the income is calculated negatively, then we'd know about it. And then that would factor into how much you could, how much your buying power was.
Right.
Now we no longer do that. If you're a straight W-2 borrower, like a teacher, fireman, etc., we're going to take that W-2, the pay stub, and calculate just based on those earnings and be able to ignore any side businesses that you may have out there. And that may help your buying power. So that's a very recent
thing. So wait a minute. So if I had a little side business and I was a real estate investor and maybe I showed a loss, you're saying if my W-2 supports the purchase, then you don't worry about anything else?
Well, real estate investor would be a little different.
It would be,
because we're going to have to get into that real estate. But let's say you
Because you'd have mortgages and payments and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
Right. But let's say you did Mary Kay.
Okay.
On the side. That's a very popular one.
Okay.
And because of the way the IRS rules are written, you can take a lot of mileage expenses and cost of goods expenses. And every time you had a show, you got expenses, right? So those expenses would net against your income, and you may actually show a loss on your Mary Kay business. Previously, we may have to take that into consideration and net that against your normal W-2 wages.
Make an adjustment.
Make an adjustment, and it would factor into your buying power. No more. That's gone. We're going to take a look at just your W-2s, your pay stubs, and get on down the road.
And do you still have to verify those W-2s with the IRS, or that's gone as well?
Wow. We don't. That's the byproduct is what I'm talking about. What's actually happening is we no longer have to go to the IRS to validate those W-2s, so we never actually see the 1099
from Mary
Kay.
You never see. I got it. That makes perfectly good sense. Well, that's really good. And now, is that it, or are there some other things going on as well?
The other one, and this one's probably a little bit a bigger issue with your self-employed buyers. So if you're self-employed out there, you're listening, pay attention. In the past, you've probably been asked to provide 2 years of tax returns. And in some cases, you still are going to have to provide 2 years of tax returns. But there is a lot of programs available and ways to structure your financing where you only need the most recent year. I think that's important right now because we're in tax season. So if you were turned down for a mortgage or you didn't get the answers that you expected in terms of how much you might be able to afford and you're self-employed, you need to reach out to us. Let us run the math again based on your 2017 tax returns because things could have changed.
So before you would have had to have averaged 2016 and 17?
Yeah.
And now you can take – so if 2017 is a lot bigger, it could make a big, big difference. Wow.
Huge, huge change in your buying power. Now, that's not always the case.
Yep.
But there are circumstances and ways to structure the deal where we can just look at the 17s, not pay attention to those 16s, which I've always been a fan of because, man, that's 2 years ago. That's a long time.
A very large amount of time for a business owner. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined in the studio by my man Alfie, and we've got John Birchfield of Brand Mortgage on the line. If you want to reach John, you can call 678-226-7887. One more time, 678-226-7887. John, we've just got about a minute and a half left, but talk to me about consumer direct lending. What is that? I don't know what that is, but we get questions about it.
We do. This is kind of my soapbox. This is your big internet lenders, your 800 numbers that you see flash across your TV screen late at night. There's a big push to kind of convince the home buying public that that's a cheaper alternative and easier alternative to mortgage financing, and it could not be more misleading. You know, instead of paying qualified mortgage professionals to help guide you through the process, they buy $30 million Super Bowl ads. Right. So the money's being spent and their cost is just as high, if not higher. But you lose having a qualified mortgage professional to make sure that you have an enjoyable experience and you make the right decisions in your mortgage financing. So don't give up on your local lenders. That's the way to go and way to buy a home.
Well, and that's what I was going to say is, I mean, and I hate, this is going to sound negative when I say it, but if I'm dealing with somebody on one of the most important financial decisions I make and something goes wrong, I want to be able to know where I need to drive in order to put my hands around your neck. Now, I wouldn't actually do that, but I mean,
that's exactly right.
You need to be able to you know, we've had some decent experiences with, you know, lenders out of state, but I would say more often than not, it winds up being a really negative experience. And John, you might not even notice this, but one of the things we have problems with is on the appraisals. They hire appraisals who are familiar with, for example, Valdosta, Georgia, to do an appraisal in Lilburn, Georgia, and that causes a huge problem. If you need to reach John for any mortgage financing needs, 678-226-7887 is the number. Alfie and I need to take a quick break. When we come back, what are the best investments you can make in your yard from a return on investment standpoint? We're going to answer that question and more when we return. Stick with us. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, where Alfie is continuing playing theme songs from America's favorite television show.
Yeah, this was your favorite show as a young Cleve Gaddis.
Gomer Pyle, USMC. I loved it.
That's a spinoff show of from the Andy Griffith Show.
Andy Griffith, and he was a great opera singer.
Yes.
Very talented.
For many years, he used to sing the state song for Indiana when he was at the Indianapolis 500.
Really?
He retired from doing that about 3 or 4 years ago, I believe.
What's his name?
Hold on.
Lee Nabors.
Yeah, that's
right. Lee Nabors. So, Alfie.
Yes.
Last segment, you played a song from the show One Day at a Time.
Correct.
I told you Valerie Bertinelli was married to John Bon Jovi.
Correct.
And I took the liberty of doing some research during the break to prove that you were wrong.
Okay.
And you had said she was married to Eddie Van Halen.
Correct.
And she was indeed married to Eddie Van Halen. She was married to Eddie Van Halen from 1981 to 2007.
Yeah,
and then Tim Vitale, she married him in 2011.
And
I continued to look to see where John Bon Jovi, his name was in there, and it was not there anywhere. So I'm very disappointed. I was determined to prove that she was married to John Bon Jovi, but I guess maybe my idea of what happened. You know, I never really was very close. Yeah. I thought she was beautiful, but I really was never very close to her. So I really didn't keep up with what was going on in her life.
She was a very attractive lady.
Make up whatever, you know.
She still looks attractive.
Yes. Absolutely. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. You're listening to Cleve Gaddis and my man Alfie in the studio. This segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly and Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta.
Yeah.
They specialize in residential real estate closings, home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, real estate contract review, title insurance, and commercial closings. Their number, in fact, we had a guest on last week's show.
Mm-hmm.
From O'Kelly and Sorahan, 770-497-1880 is the number you use for O'Kelly and Sorahan, 770-497-1880 is the number to call. Alfie, few listener questions.
Oh, let's get to
this. Maybe you can help me with these.
They're very important.
Eric in Dunwoody wants to know, what are good investments in outdoor improvements to homes? Now, I thought that Eric was asking about yards, improvement in yards.
Right.
So that's the question we're going to answer,
okay,
if that's okay.
Well, it's your show.
According to a report from the National Association of Realtors and the National Association of Landscape Professionals,
right,
an outdoor renovation can add significant value to a home come time for resale. The most valuable updates per the report are,
mm-hmm,
number one,
right,
with a 417% return on its cost.
Oh, man.
Reseeding your lawn.
Oh, really?
That's it simple. Doesn't cost much, but man, when you have a nice green yard. It
looks nice, right?
Yep. At a 303% return
okay.
on your cost, implementing a standard lawn care program, hiring a professional, or maintaining good care of your lawn yourself.
Okay.
Right. Sounds simple.
Simple enough.
At a 143% return is adding sod.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Everything else, the return was less than 100%.
Okay. Wow.
An outdoor renovation can also up the enjoyment factor of your home, the joy score, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
The highest project on the joy score scale is a pool, though it is one of the least profitable at a 50% return on investment. People ask all the time, how much will it increase the value of my home if I install a swimming pool?
Not much.
And if you spend $100,000 on a swimming pool, mm-hmm. this says that you're likely to return half or less on that investment. The most appealing projects following a pool, the report found, are an overall landscape upgrade and a new wooden deck for the exterior. But what's amazing is if you got a yard that just needs a little spruce up, fix up, needs a little grass.
That's all.
Put you some grass seed out.
Yeah.
If you spend $100, increase your sales price of the house $417. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Very interesting.
That's pretty cool. Okay, next question. Karen in Atlanta wants to know, what are the best color flowers to add to enhance curb appeal in the spring? I asked you this earlier in the show, Alfie, and you said?
Yellow.
Why did you say yellow?
I don't know. It just seems very bright and very colorful and kind of stands out a little bit.
So I read a report not too long ago that says the two best colors to plant are yellow and red, not necessarily together.
Right.
But it says it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not they're the best or the prettiest colors.
Okay.
They show the best from the street. So if
well,
you plant
bright.
Blue flowers or
right.
you plant a brownish flower or a purple flower or something like that, the colors are not as powerful and not as bright.
They don't pop.
And so the report, they don't pop. That's the best way to say it. So the study said that red flowers and yellow flowers are the most visible. And it said that yellow flowers are even more visible than the red flowers. Now, let me tell you, you can't take, Karen, and take a home that has an overgrown landscape, lots of old. You know, you ever drive down the road, Alfie, and you can see a home and you can tell that that person has not. Now, they've trimmed their shrubs to keep them at least appropriately shaped,
right.
but they have never cut them back, and they've lived in the house for 30 years. I mean, mm-hmm. you can see these shrubs are, like, huge.
Right.
You really can't even see the front of the home.
And trees are the same way, too. You know,
oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you can't just go in and find a little spot amongst a bunch of overgrown bushes on the front of the house and plant some flowers and think that's going to solve your problem.
Right.
But if you go through and you make sure, you know, look at the house like your face.
Right.
You know, get all the pimples off, brush the teeth real good, clean the walkways, clean the driveways, freshen up the pine straw, and then if you go in and add a couple of beds where you can plant flowers, maybe put them near the front door, somewhere near the mailbox, where you just put a little bit of color to make it pop. Alfie, what are your favorite things in a yard? Like, if you go to somebody's house, what do you notice that really makes the yard stand out as being attractive to you?
I mean, quite honestly, myself personally, nothing really. I mean, I kind of like some flowers are nice, obviously.
You do? I mean, do you really like it or do you not really care?
I like some pine straw.
So when you go to a house, do you notice if the lawn's nicely manicured,
yes,
the beds are taken
that.
Care of?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, totally.
So you're more interested in the basics. If
yes,
it's well
just,
cared for, kept
yeah.
up, the shrubs are trimmed, the pine straw's in place, the grass. And it sounds like that's what our report is saying, is that you don't have to do much in order to really, really, really make the home pop.
No, you just make it simple. Simple is... If you get too extravagant with it, sometimes it's kind of a, you know, I don't want my house to look like this, you know?
Well,
sometimes it's kind of like you want a kind of a canvas, and then if you want to add to it, then that's your, you know, your kind of thing.
So what's interesting, I'm big into landscaping, but I try to keep my landscaping stuff simple because sometimes people do so much in a yard
right.
that people are a little bit put off. Not that they don't like it. They love to look at it. They just can't imagine themselves taking care of it.
Right. It's like a lot of work.
That's exactly right. And people are like, you know what? I'm working hard. When I get home on the weekends, I don't want to be out in the yard working all weekend long taking
right.
care of the yard, which
exactly.
makes really good sense. If you just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined in the studio by my man Alfie.
Hello.
If you need to reach us, the number to call is 770-497-0000. I'm with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center. My family's been in the real estate industry in Atlanta for 30 years. Whether you're north, south, east, or west, we can help you with your real estate needs. Again, 770-497-0000. Alfie, have you noticed?
Yes.
Things are starting to pop.
Yes, they
are.
Trees
are starting to bloom. Grass is starting to get green.
It's springtime.
What always blooms first in your area of Atlanta?
The trees.
Yep. So the white trees,
mm-hmm.
pear yes. trees,
yep.
Bradford pear trees typically, and then the cherry trees, the pink trees,
correct.
Are almost always the first to bloom, and I love it. I am Alfie, I woke up a couple weeks ago in the morning, and you know sometimes you can just feel it that you're entering allergy season.
Yes.
I can feel it in my eyes. If you like listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, join me and Larry Larson on the Morning Ride with Larry Larson on AM 1690, News Talk 1160 sister station, every Tuesday morning at 9:30. Larry and I discuss all things real estate, and I invite you to tune in and listen. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to feature Christopher Robbins, the subdivision in Marietta in our Lowdown on the Hood segment. We're also going to tell Dolores in Snellville the best way to handle multiple offer situations as a seller. Easy for me to say. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour. The weather started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of a fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost. The ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle. With Gilligan, the skipper too. The millionaire and his wife. A movie star. The professor and Marianne. Here on Gilligan's Isle. So this is the tale of our castaway.
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, where Alfie is continuing to play theme songs from America's favorite TV shows.
That's right. Gilligan's Island.
I would say that I enjoyed Gilligan's Island more than I even enjoyed Gomer Pyle.
Wow.
And that was interesting. Gilligan's Island was not on very long.
No, it wasn't. And not,
like a couple of seasons.
It. Yeah.
The critics hated it.
Yeah, the critics hated it.
They did?
Yeah. Critics shot it down big time, but the public spoke and... The show was on for a while, but then they did a bunch of like movies, reunion movies. And
as I understand it, the deals, the studios deals with the actors and actresses made it where really almost nobody who was on that show made any money off of the show
time. Well, yeah, the same thing with the – because back then, the Brady kids, the kids who played on the Brady Bunch, you know.
They didn't make much money
off
the show?
They made no money. But the thing is, back in those days, no one knew what reruns were, you know.
And right.
A lot of the actors now, they get residuals off the – you know. A big deal for a show is if you make syndication. Because once you make syndication, that's really where the money comes in. And nowadays, now these big actors who do these shows, they make residuals off the syndication deals. Whereas, you know, these kids from the Brady Bunch, you know,
they got left out.
They didn't get the, they didn't know what re- they didn't
well,
they see the
when I, when our radio show was on two stations, I don't remember making big bucks from the extra station. That's syndication.
That's true.
I think you're misleading me, Alfie.
I don't know what's going
on. Maybe I'm going to be in the group with the Brady Bunch kids. We appreciate you sticking with us through the break. Each week, I am getting tongue-tied. I think I'm getting tired of talking on the radio, Alpha. Yes. Each week, we pick one Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes in the last 10 years and to help you identify as a seller or a buyer where you might have a particular advantage. This week, we are spotlighting Christopher Robbins' neighborhood on Shallerford Road, basically at the intersection of Sandy Plains, east of $575. The average sales price in the neighborhood in 2007 was $443,000. By 2009, just two short years later, the average sales price in the neighborhood had dropped to $330,000. But by 2017, average sales prices had recovered to $438,000. They went down 26%, up 25%. So if we look at that on the scale of 100, 2007 is represented by the number 100. 2009.
Donkey named Eeyore is.
Christopher Robin, is that?
Oh, jeez. Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I figured you just didn't like the data I was giving, so you decided to play another song.
I know.
Is this from Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
No.
This is Christopher. That's the 100 Acre Woods, right? Mm. Is that right down the street from the 100 Acre Woods?
Is that Christopher Robin's as Winnie the Pooh? I thought it was Robin Hood.
No, Christopher Robin was the name of the kid from the Winnie the Pooh.
I guess I should pay attention. Well, this is the theme song for Christopher Robin's Neighborhood.
This is Winnie the Pooh.
Thank you. Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. But, you know,
Christopher Robin's Neighborhood.
Because Christopher, yeah. You see, just as he teaches me, I teach you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. On that 100 scale, 100 is the number, represents value in 2007. 74 is the number for 2009, and 99 is the number for 2017. So almost back to where we were in 2007. There are currently two homes available for sale in the neighborhood at a low asking price of $539,000, high asking price of $600,000. 3.42 months worth of inventory, which means we are in a seller's market. We say that if you have less than 4 months worth of inventory, you are in a seller's market. 4 and 5 months worth of inventory, you are in a balanced market. And over 5 months worth of inventory, you are in a buyer's market. There are only 80 homes in the neighborhood, so a small neighborhood. Homeowner equity from 2009 to 2017 increased almost $9 million. The elementary school is Kahili Elementary, McCleskey Middle School, and Kell High School, which gets a school chimp score of 76. If you are interested in getting a school chimp score on your own neighborhood, or if you're the type of person who doesn't want to monkey around with your kids' education or the impact schools have on home values, you need to download a free school chimp report.
Yeah.
Just visit gogaddis.com, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com, and you'll be able to download one for free. A school chimp report on a local high school provides the most comprehensive rating system available today and includes all of the other demographic information you'd like to know about that particular school district, like the percentage of homeowners and renters, the average household income, the educational attainment by parents, the average sales prices, and other market data all the way back to 2007. SchoolChimp is a free service available exclusively through the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show and Gaddis Partners REMAX Center. Just visit gogaddis.com and click on the SchoolChimp tab. You can sign up lightning fast, and your customized report will be prepared exclusively based on your request. Also, if you'd like the lowdown on your own neighborhood, our free market snapshot is just what the doctor ordered. It's like getting a monthly bank statement on your home's value emailed right to your inbox, and getting one is easy. Just sign up now at gogaddis.com, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com. Click on the Home Values and ATL tab. It'll take less than 30 seconds, and it will ensure you are the local smarty. Your neighbors will most certainly be jealous. Just go to gogaddis.com, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com, and sign up now. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
You and Kimber are looking for a new house.
Yes, we are.
And when she searches, I know she searches SureMLS.com. The only reason I know is because I see her searching on SureMLS.com. When she started looking for homes for sale, she was looking on Zillow and Realtor.com and Trulia. And it wasn't too long before she started finding homes, Alfie, that not only were sold last November, but the November before.
Yes.
And she also found a couple of homes. I believe both of them were in Roswell, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out those homes weren't available for sale at all.
Nope.
They were listed as if they were for sale in Zillow, and that really stressed Kimber out. So she changed, and she started searching on SureMLS.com, S-U-R-E-M-L-S.com, where she can get the most up-to-date listing information available. Also, that listing service pulls information from both Atlanta listing services, so she risks no chance missing a new listing when it comes on the market. SureMLS.com, S-U-R-E-MLS.com. Dolores in Snellville writes in wanting to know, what's the best way to handle multiple offers as a seller? And it really depends, Dolores. There's several different ways. Number one, you could reject all offers and ask people to resubmit. Number two, You could call for highest and best and say the seller is going to be accepting revised offers through tomorrow at 6 p.m. Number three, you could pick one offer and just counter that one to the exclusion of all the others. You're the seller. You have the right to do that. If you have one buyer that, for example, is paying all cash and you feel better about their prospects of getting it closed, you could negotiate with that one to the exclusion of others. Or you could ask for highest and best, and you could give some guidance. So you could say, we've got six offers. We're asking for your highest and best by 6 p.m. tomorrow. Here's what the price needs to be minimum. Here's the maximum closing cost. Here's the latest we can close. I mean, you can just tell them. So it's sort of like countering to everyone.
Right.
And the ones who do not like your suggestions will certainly decide to move on down the road. But that is not the worst thing in the world. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. If you plan to sell your home in the next 6 months, you should call me, Cleve Gaddis with Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center, and ask for our exclusive customized maximum value plan. We believe the average home seller leaves about $16,000 on the table when they go to closing because they didn't know their home was worth as much as it was worth. And you can get a customized maximum value plan, a $299 value, but you can get one for free. What will it do for you? It'll fully analyze your home and the local market, six different ways to make sure you know everything you need to know before putting your home on the market. What's your home worth as it is? What minor improvements can you make to get the most money in return? What are the different strategies to maximize your sales price? A customized maximum value plan provides the answer to these questions and many, many more. Again, we normally charge $299 for one of these plans, but show listeners can get one for free. How? Just call 770-497-0000, but it's only free for the first three callers. Again, 770-497-0000. Alfie and I have enjoyed being with you for another week on the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. We will be back next Saturday, excuse me, Sunday at noon, and then again on Tuesday at 2. And we hope you'll join us then. Talk to you then, Atlanta. Have a great week.
Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same